Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Bey. So says the Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik HaYimishyari Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the leftover, so to speak, of the Knesset HaGadola. The Bartinuru explains that after they all died, he's the one that had the Kabbalah from them. He was the Kohen Gadol after Ezra. And Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, the Bartinuru explains, Hu Haya Omer means that this was Margala Bipumei Tamid. It's the kind of thing that he used to like to say all the time, and whenever we have Hu Haya Omer, it means in this Masechta, it always means that it was something that was fluent on his lips, something that he would say all of the time. So one of the things he used to like to say all of the time is Al Shosh Dvarim HaOlam HaMeid, that the world stands on three things: Al HaTorah, V'Al HaVodah, V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. On Torah, on Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Al HaTorah, the Bartinur explains, because if Klal Yisrael would not have accepted the Torah, then Lo Nivru Shemayim Va'aretz, the whole entire Brias Shemayim Va'aretz would not have happened, because the pasuk says, "Im lo brisi yomam v'layla chukos Shemayim Va'aretz lo samti." If not for my covenant with of the Torah, then the entire Shemayim Va'aretz would not have been in place. Al Avodah is a reference to the Karbanos, because the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Zayin says that Il Mali Ma'amados lo miskayimu Shemayim Va'aretz, and because of the Karbanos that Noach brought, Hakadosh Baruch Hu took a shavua that he's never going to bring another mabul onto the world. So you see that the world exists only because of the zchus of the karbanos and gemilas chasadim, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Olam chesed yibaneh." So gemilas chasadim, which includes to be mesameh chasanim, menachem avelim, mevaker cholim, to be kover mesim, all of those things—that's olam chesed yibaneh. Moving on now to Mishnah Gimel. Antigonus ish socho kibel mishimon atzadik. Antigonus ish socho received his tradition from Shimon atzadik, and who haya omer? He used to say all the time, "Al tiu kavadim emsham shnas ravel menas." One should not be like someone who works for or services a master in order to receive reward for it. That a person rather should serve as if it should be like a servant who serves his master, not with the intention of receiving a reward for it. The Bartinur explains that a person should look for any sort of pras from his master. A person gives, you know, a little reward to someone for doing something nice for him. You shouldn't even hope for something like that. You should do it purely me'ahava. One serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu purely me'ahava. In addition, v'yehi mora shamayim aleichem. And a person should have mora shamayim, that even though a person should be ovid me'ahava, he should make sure that he also does me'yira, that a person has to have a proper balance of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we said that Shimon HaTzadik would say that the world stands on three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that Antigonus Ish Socho had a tradition from Shimon HaTzadik that a person should not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu al menas lekabel pras, rather he should serve Shelo al menas lekabel pras, and a person should have a sense of yiras Shamayim as well. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid.